Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, apparently this might be 3 episodes. Yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. Wow, what a cliffhanger we left you on. We are trying to unpack dating around, starting with episode Who Gives a Care?
You know, we're living in these stay-at-home pandemic isolation times. Time has no meaning and episode orders have no meaning. No, when it comes to dating around,
it's an anomaly. It's an amoeba. It's just whatever happens, happens.
Right. So where we left off is Mila standing on the sidewalk. We see, you know, this cute girl walk up to her. They each are giving each other like these shy smiles and it's kind of awkward, but I thought it was very sweet. And I definitely have sympathy, cringiness, awkwardness for people I have never and will never meet. So I was fine with it. I thought it was adorable.
Yes.
And they're talking and they're having some very basic get to know you chit chat.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera's on Mila's face and she's answering a question. And then it cuts to a completely different woman's face. And I
Correct.
Was so jarred by that. I felt like I was watching.
Very jarring.
Memento. Or
yes.
Inception.
Or, yeah, I've seen several science fiction shows where there's some sort of changeling that makes their appearance different with every shot, with every different interaction. That's what I thought, too. It was very sci-fi, because this leads to my very first question.
Yeah.
Did Mila have 5 dinners in one night?
Right.
Because that's what the editing leads me to believe.
Yes. I don't know.
Because there's 2 alternatives. One, she does have 5 dinners, 5 after dinners, 5 happy hours, all in one night with 5 different women in this case. And she just has to pretend to eat, or she just has to eat 5 meals. I don't know.
Or they're giving her more and more watered down beverages.
Beverages.
As it goes on.
Yes.
You know, she takes all the ladies to a little ice cream cart. She's
yeah, same.
She's bloated with dairy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and the blind date person probably believes that this is one unique date, and yet the editing proves no. It's a cookie cutter exact same date.
Yeah.
From all A, B, and C points.
Yeah.
So the alternative is they take 5 nights and just have Mila wear the same outfit. But that means production has to go into that restaurant, shut it down, or at least, you know, have the extras be actual patrons, but they can't look at the camera. You know, there's lots of rules.
Yeah.
And so I don't believe they would shut a restaurant down for 5 nights. I believe 1 night. So
I don't know if they were shutting the restaurant down, but here's the thing. Yeah. Doing it all in one night, it also seemed like a summer night.
Mm-hmm.
I got summertime vibes from watching these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all know, well, the sun goes down later in the summertime and it's dark.
Yeah.
When
so were they filming
they meet
all
up.
Through the night? Yeah.
So then it's like, what? It's like 9 o'clock minimum. So then, like, her other dates would have to be starting, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. I think that they did it over several nights.
And if so, then they're really suspending our disbelief by having Mila wear the exact same outfit and the same makeup and the same, you know. Not that she needed a drastic hairstyle because she had very short hair. So I think that's easier to maintain. But you know what I mean? Everything was just the same.
Well, I'm going to guess that it is her own clothing, and they probably talked to her about what is her own style in terms of makeup and how she likes to do her hair. I'm going to guess that it's her own clothing, but they, the production people, perhaps were like, we'll handle your laundry. So we're going to get your things dry cleaned. We're going to get your things washed night to night. And then some professional hair makeup people were involved, because they do that in movies and TV shows. Like, that's not a big deal that they shoot a scene over the course of several days and someone still has consistency in their hair and makeup.
That's true. My only thing is, at that point, it does break the reality for me because I...
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The whole time I'm just like, so everything is a lie.
Yeah, because she is saying the same conversations with them.
Yes. That's the thing is, you know, Richard, you are happily married. I wish I were married. I'm single. But this was just like, going on dates is the worst. Like, to me, this just highlighted, it's like, you have your same lines that you talk about. You have your same restaurant. You have your same cutesy ice cream truck that you take your date to. And I have to say, of the two episodes I watched, spoiler alert, I didn't watch the Justin one. Of the two episodes I watched, this one was way better. Because at least these women all seemed really comfortable with each other, and there was way less of a facade than the episode. So this one, at least I was like, hey, these women are like bonding with each other. They're really open, talking about the shared experience of being a queer person and what that means for your personal relationships and your identity and finding yourself. I was like, this is great, at least that they're being so open with each other.
Exactly. And they were going into, you know, are you, you know, full on lesbian? Are you more bisexual? Are you androgynous? Are you femme? Are you more dominant or more possessive? Like, yeah, they did explain the whole queer spectrum just so comfortably and organically. So that was good. And as far as I remember, for Mila, no one left the date early, right?
Yeah. Didn't know that was a possibility till
I had no idea. Yeah.
But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Yeah, so that was the thing that I found so weird about this was, on the one hand, all of these women did seem very genuine with each other. But on the other hand, I was just like, same shit, different day. Like,
exactly. Yeah. So, and as you said, it was just like we were going on all these dates and it was frustrating to have to relive the five times over same date.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, but the dates all progress and everybody was really nice to each other.
Oh, yeah. Even if she leveled with them and said, hey, you know, you're gonna take me out on the town. You're going to go clubbing with me as friends. You know, she did declare some different boundaries in a relationship. Like, one girl was like, maybe we're not gonna date, but I'm gonna show you around, we're gonna have fun.
It seemed like they truly made a connection about, like, hey, you know, we're not into each other romantically, but that doesn't mean that we can't be friends or acquaintances and friendly.
So in the Uber or in the taxi, they're like exchanging numbers and they're like, all right.
So the dates all end, and then kind of the cliffhanger that the episodes end on is, who's going to be the one lady that she asked back for a second date? And so, and, you know, it was a cliffhanger because, you know, sparks were not flying with everybody, but there were sparks flying with a couple of her dates.
Correct. That's true.
And so you're like, I don't know, is it going to be this? That, who's it gonna be? And then you see, you know, who she picked, and they were so spitting with each other.
They were the standout couple. It was the more it was the more shorter one that admitted to be more androgynous than not, and more masculine in appearance but still considers herself a woman. But I mean, just they sparked for sure. They were so cute together.
Yeah. Guess what? We're going to have to table this for today.
Oh no, Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes.